Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is December 11th. As the uranium price remains high, the Red Cloud Research team has acknowledged a couple strong figures in the sector, having recently initiated coverage for uranium-based companies ISO Energy and F3 Uranium. Managing Director and Head of Equity Research David Talbot is here to fill us in on this exciting news. Following up, DP Mining analyst Taylor Combaluzier has some updates on Denarius Metals' acquisition of the Agua Blanca project in Spain. Rounding out the episode, Alina Islam, mining analyst, is here to provide details on Latin Resources' recent resource update, as well as some high-grade drill results out of Brunswick Exploration. So with that, David, over to you.
And thank you for that introduction. Welcome to episode 58 of Red Cloud Securities Research Roundup Podcast. I'm David Talbot, Managing Director and Head of Research at Red Cloud, and we are pleased to join you today as part of an ongoing series of discussions with the Red Cloud Research team. This week, I have Taylor and Alina joining me. Last week was a big week for the launching of uranium companies. We initiated coverage of both F3 Uranium and newly merged ISO Energy Consolidated Uranium. So let's kick things off there. We initiated coverage of F3 Uranium with a buy speculative rating and a 60 cent target price. Now, F3 is an exploration company that stems from successful previous management and technical teams that were once part of Fission Uranium, Fission Energy, and Strathmore Minerals, and they aided in the discovery of the J-Zone and Triple R deposits. F3 was originally loosely founded as the exploration arm of the Fission Uranium team, while the latter focused on developing its world-class Triple R discovery at PLS. And as funding came available to focus on exploration and test that historical smoke, it didn't take long to make a significant high-grade discovery at PLN. The result was perhaps the best discovery hole in history at 7% U308 over 15 meters, including 18.6% over 5.5 meters. This property is located immediately north and adjacent to both the Fission Uranium and NextGen Energy world-class deposits. While F3 currently has 16 projects covering about 65,000 hectares throughout key regions of the Athabasca Basin, PLN is its flagship. We already believe that project has between 15 and 17 million pounds of uranium and mineral inventory at the 165-meter-long JR zone, but we note the basement-hosted Athabasca deposits rarely occur alone. We believe there will be additional discoveries along the A1 and B1 trends on the property. We believe F3 is well-positioned to further grow the JR zone and make additional discoveries at PLN and advance those towards development if warranted. Now, some highlights. This is a Tier 1 asset in a top jurisdiction. The highest grade large uranium deposits are Athabasca Basin unconformity deposits in number 2 ranked Saskatchewan. Investors can get on the ground floor of a potentially world-class discovery. With only a year's worth of drilling and one zone found thus far, we see much more discovery potential. There is strong uranium mineralization over significant widths. As I said, this is a 165-meter-long zone, and it hosts 2.6% U308 over almost 9 meters of true thickness. So we do estimate 16 million pounds of mineral inventory, and that's from about 250,000 tons at 2.6%. Now, we only include the existing mineralization in our estimate, but believe there is more exploration potential to quadruple our current forecast. Long subparallel EM conductive trends are common. There is a 3-kilometer-long A1 main and subparallel 1 to 2-kilometer-long B1 shear zone that has relatively little drilling along trend. The company does have a large portfolio of prospective exploration ground currently under option, JV, or available for option to other companies. The focus remains in the southwest Athabasca, where it has 5 projects. There are 3 projects in the north and 8 in the eastern regions. Uranium prices are up almost 70% year-to-date to $81 a pound on higher-than-expected demand, new limited supply, and security of supply concerns. And we expect extensive news flow from F3. This should be coming from ongoing drilling at PLN and elsewhere. So we recommend F3 with a buy speculative rating and a 60-cent target price. Our valuation is based on the sum of parts valuation, given its financial situation with a substantial cash balance and existing convertible debt. And in turn, we use a probability-weighted valuation for our mineral inventory estimate of 16 million pounds at 2.6%. Now, that said, the bulk of our valuation is based on that mineral inventory estimate with our probability-weighted model. F3 trades at a significant premium in comparison to many of its exploration Athabasca peers. It has an EV of about $160 million in comparison to its Athabasca peers that trade around $72 million. However, we do believe the trading premium is warranted in this situation, given the potential grade and the scale of F3's discovery in the vicinity of one or two of the largest undeveloped uranium projects in the basin. By comparison, those two nearby uranium developers, NexGen and Fission, trade at EVs of about $10 and $4 a pound for their deposits, which are about 340 million and 130 million pounds in size. We would like to highlight the Athabasca Basin-hosted deposits, including those in proximity, rarely occur as standalone deposits. Triple R is made of at least five zones along trend, much like pearls on a necklace. While NexGen's Arrow deposit is comprised of mineralization on perhaps five to six parallel shears. Furthermore, JR Zone has the highest grade in the Western Athabasca Basin so far. Average grade at 2.6%, that compares to Arrow at 1.9% or Triple R at 1.8%. Also, this would be the second highest grade basement-hosted deposit after Rough Rider in the east at 3.9%. We do provide a heat map in our report covering the North American uranium explorers. Now, this is a relative valuation when considering financeability, exploration upside, jurisdiction, relative valuation, cost, and time to production. Now, we did have to remove about six companies as they are restricted, but our top two names on the heat map are ISO Energy and F3 Uranium comes in second. We believe exceptional grades, expansion potential, experienced team, and proximity to large-scale developers justify our speculative buy rating and 60-cent target price for the stock. We also initiated coverage of ISO Energy, that's ISO on the TSX Venture, with a buy rating and $8 share price. We believe the recent merger between ISO Energy and Consolidated Uranium was transformational for both firms. ISO appears set to become a leading diversified uranium firm with management and technical expertise required to scale numerous projects in various stages within several top-tier jurisdictions. We believe the combined assets are worth about $1.4 billion Canadian. Priorities remain growth and development of Hurricane in Saskatchewan, the world's highest grade uranium deposit, returning three producing mines to operation in Utah, and further M&A. We also believe ISO Energy should be a key consideration for investors looking to leverage rising uranium prices. With the closing of the merger, we are dropping coverage of Consolidated Uranium as we pick up ISO Energy. Some key attributes about the new company: past production with restart potential. Tony M, Daneros, and Rim Mines are all permitted and they have toll milling access at the nearby White Mesa Mill in Utah. Resources are being confirmed and underground access opened first at Tony M. Asset diversification with projects in various stages. They have a large project portfolio to advance, and several of them are in the exploration drilling stage, while others are nearing PEA, scoping study, or feasibility stage. Geographic diversification with exposure to top-tier jurisdictions. Most projects are in the three of the highest ranked jurisdictions for investment attractiveness: Canada, the US, and Australia. They have a high grade exploration and discovery focus. Many of their Athabasca projects are potentially high grade, that is over 1% uranium expected, or have high grade potential. Now, focus remains on the LaRock East project, which hosts the 51 million pound Hurricane Zone, and it has a high grade core that's almost 49 million pounds that grades 34.5% U308 indicated. That is by far the highest grade uranium deposit in the world. It has key shareholders. ISO Energy will be owned by renowned uranium companies, including NexGen Energy, Energy Fuels, and Mega Uranium. NextGen, we have a buy $10 target price. Energy Fuels, we have a buy $13.50 target price. Mega Uranium is not rated. The company has a new complementary management and board. Well-known uranium experts, exploration and technical expertise, and they are M&A deal junkies. Management will be led by Phil Williams, the CEO, and Tim Gabruch, the president. The board will be led by Richard Patrizio. He's CEO of Mega Uranium, ex-CEO of Pine Tree Capital, and the co-founder of NextGen and ISO Energy. ISO Energy is well-funded for further exploration and development. It has net cash balance of $50 million, and this should cover exploration drilling at Tony M and the Rockies, and near-term mine planning and development at Tony M, Rim, and Daneros. We recommend ISO with the buy rating and $8 target price, and this is derived on a probability-weighted valuation for the Rockies project and in-situ valuation for the various other assets the company has. Our mineral inventory estimate for the Hurricane Zone ranges from $65 million in the lower case to $135 million in the upper case. And to those estimates, we apply our probabilities and $7 a pound uranium. So that puts the value of LaRock at about $850 million alone. And that's 62% of our valuation. The merger suggests ISO Energy shares of assets were worth about 70%. From a relative valuation standpoint, ISO Energy now has almost 400 million pounds in resources, and it trades at $1.12 per pound versus $3.70 per pound for its peers. Now, those peers include NextGen trading at $10 a pound, Denison at $7 a pound, Fission at $4 a pound. But some of the lower valuation is warranted here. ISO Energy does have projects in the pipeline that I would describe as being call options on the rising of uranium prices. Coles Hill in Virginia, for example, there is a uranium mining ban in that state. Matouche in Quebec, the previous owner skewered its social license. So it might take some time to overcome these hurdles. We do provide another heat map in this report covering the North American uranium explorers. We had to remove about 7 companies as they were restricted at Red Cloud right now, but our top 2 names on the heat map remained ISO Energy and F3 Uranium. This gives us the confidence to recommend ISO Energy with a buy rating and $8 target price. It also elevates the company into a peer group of much more advanced group of uranium companies. That is all for uranium. Taylor, what might you have for us today?
Thanks, Dave. This week I'm going to discuss Denarius Metals, which we do not currently rate. Denarius is a Red Cloud banking client. Denarius announced that it acquired a 50% interest in a private Spanish company, Rio Narcia Recursos, and its Agua Blanca nickel copper mine in Spain for 25 million euros, for which it has already made an initial 2.5 million euro payment. Denarius and RNR have entered into a joint venture whereby Denarius will be the operator. Agua Blanca is a past-producing nickel-copper mine, which is Spain's only nickel deposit, and it's located 100 kilometers north of Seville and 88 kilometers from Denarius' flagship Lomero project. Agua Blanca is contemplated to be an underground operation utilizing contract miners. The 5,000 ton per day processing plant on site is in good condition and could likely be operational within 6 months. The RNR shareholder group is expected to provide a line of credit to fund the resumption and startup of operations. Production from Agua Blanca is expected to use only half of the capacity, so 2,500 tons per day. The underground mine plan has already been approved by a local mining authority and the environmental impact statement was approved in 2017. Production is anticipated to resume within 12 months and would make Agua Blanca the second operational mine in Denarius' portfolio after Zancudo, which remains on track for production in 2024. Having access to Agua Blanca's 2,500 tons per day of excess processing capacity would allow mining to be put on the fast track at Lomero, which is within trucking distance, and result in an accelerated permitting timeline and reduced capex. Other benefits would include a smaller environmental footprint and a faster pathway to local job creation. We view the acquisition positively as it adds to Denarius' strategy of becoming a near-term producer and could likely provide synergies with its flagship Plomero project. Next steps for Agua Blanca include a preliminary economic assessment and updated mineral resource estimate, while Denarius evaluates structured financing solutions to fund the balance of the acquisition cost. Over to you, Alina.
Thanks, Taylor. Amidst the backdrop of declining lithium chemical and feedstock prices, I wanted to talk about two of our top picks that put out very positive news last week. So first, we have Latin Resources. We have a buy rating and Australian dollar 135 target on the stock. I would note that Latin is not a banking client. So Latin announced an updated mineral resource estimate for its 100% owned Salinas lithium pegmatite project in Brazil, increasing tonnage by 56% to 70.3 million tons. Grades were slightly lower, down by about 4% at 1.27% lithium oxide, but this is still, you know, in line with our expectations. So this update includes an expansion of the Colina deposit, as well as a maiden resource at the Fogg's Block deposit, which is located about 12 kilometers to the southwest of Colina. This resource was based on almost 200 holes at Colina and 9 holes completed at Fogg's Block. So the Colina expansion was driven primarily by infill drilling, as well as the inclusion of the southwest and southwest extension pegmatite clusters, which have now extended the entire deposit to over 2.5 kilometers in strike. As a result of the increase in these resources, the company is planning an expansion to its planned mining operations and is to incorporate a third phase in the upcoming DFS. Just as a reminder, the PEA, which they published earlier this year, envisioned a two-phase open-pit mining operation over an 11-year mine life to produce two types of concentrates at an average annual production rate of 405,000 tons per annum. All-in sustaining costs were estimated at $536 a ton, resulting in an after-tax NPV of $2.5 billion and IRR of 132%. I'd note that all numbers I just quoted are in U.S. dollars. The PEA assumed a concentrate price of $16.99 a ton, which is slightly higher than the current price at $16.75 a ton. With the third phase now anticipated, we do expect to see better economics in the upcoming DFS. I'd also note that plenty of exploration potential still exists at the Salinas project, including at Fogg's Block, where an exploration target of 7 million tons to 18 million tons has been outlined, as well as at Fogg's Block East, Salinas South, and the newly discovered Plan Alto prospect, where assays remain pending. Drilling is expected to continue at Salinas till the third week of December and then resume in January with 16 rigs. So overall, this was a very positive update as Latin has significantly advanced the Salinas project over the last 2 years, including completing 65,000 meters of drilling, making new discoveries, and demonstrating the district scale potential of the project. Looking ahead, and as I mentioned earlier, further drilling is planned in 2024, with management targeting at least 100 million tons, with the next big de-risking milestone being the completion of the DFS in mid-2024. So next, I'd like to mention Brunswick Exploration. We have a buy speculative rating on the stock. I would note that Brunswick is a banking client. So Brunswick provided initial assays from its maiden drilling program at the Mirage Lithium Pegmatite Project in Quebec. Mirage is just one of the 50 projects in Brunswick's large Quebec portfolio and is located about 100 kilometers east of Patriot's Corvette project and 34 kilometers northeast of Winsome's Adena project. So earlier this summer, after they did some prospecting work, the company discovered a trend of pegmatite boulders and outcrop extending over 5.5 kilometers in strike at Mirage. They subsequently applied for permits and then proceeded to drill it in the fall. So we now have first assays back, and these have confirmed high grade and shallow mineralization at the project. Results were published from 13 drill holes, and these have outlined 4 major spodumene-bearing pegmatites in 3 zones over an area of 4 square kilometers. Highlights include 2.57% lithium oxide over almost 26 meters and 1.06% lithium oxide over 50.6 meters. I would note that the average grade reported from these 13 holes is 1.7% lithium oxide over average widths of 17 meters. Just for context, the resource grade of Patriot's Corvette project is 1.42%. So these first assays from Mirage do look very encouraging. Drilling has now been completed there and assays remain pending from 23 holes. So we are very impressed with these results and believe that Brunswick is just scratching the surface as these pegmatites remain open in all directions. Only 60% of the outcrop at Mirage have been tested, so there are plenty of targets to test with a follow-up program in 2024, which the company remains very well funded for given their recent $5.7 million financing. So as I mentioned, both of these companies fall within our top picks. Latin Salinas project is an advanced stage project and is showing all the makings of a world-class lithium deposit, while Brunswick's Mirage is very early stage but is in the right area with initial results demonstrating a highly prospective project. So that's all I had this week. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com to access our research portal, to read full disclosures, and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.